Joining us now is the COO of the Dallas Cowboys, the great Stephen Jones. How are you doing today, Stephen?
Hey, guys. Great being on. Tough one for us last night, but hats off to the Saints and the crowd down there. It's always, we all know it's tough to get a win and down there in the Superdome.
No doubt about it. Heck of a football game. You guys lost 12-10, but we're definitely in it there. In the end, it's just it's our job, and I think the fans' job, to overreact wildly today. And so we suddenly can't remember anything about the three-game win streak and are only focused on what happened last night. But in general, is there anything about last night that has you concerned in any way?
Not really, no. I just think we got to continue to the biggest thing I think last night showed us is we've got to be a team that can thrive in a tough environment. We've got work to do there. I think, it was obviously, it was a hyped up game. And, as anyone who was there can tell you, it was really loud and really difficult to communicate. But we have to, if we're going to be a great football team, we've got to be able to thrive in an environment like that. And certainly we can improve in that area. I think, obviously, the defense did a really nice job holding the Saints to field goals. And, albeit it was without Drew Brees, I see our defense taking big steps. And, offensively, we've just got to execute a little better. We got behind the chains quite a bit on first down, where we had some second longs, which we hadn't seen much this year. And, that ended up being a challenge for us, and we just weren't able to get, into a rhythm and make the plays that we've been making most of the year. But you also have to credit the Saints. Their defensive game plan was really good and really putting the brakes on Zeke and then getting some pressure on Dak. And obviously, in an environment like that, it makes it difficult to communicate. You're going to have some mentals in there where don't get your communication just right.
Stephen, you said a lot of interesting things there that may or may not tie into the conversations we've been having this morning, but the loudness, the difficulty in communicating, you guys knowing what it's like in New Orleans, it felt like in the first half that y'all's approach offensively was different than the first three games, running a lot more on first down, some of those kinds of things. Do you feel like you guys were maybe more conservative than you have been in the first three games? You may not feel that way, and if so, did any of it tie into that environment you guys were playing in?
Well, it's tough for me to say, until we really get in there and dissect everything and, hear from the coaches, get ready to meet with the staff and, get a feel for how they felt like the game unfolded. But, anytime you go on the road like that and you're playing a tough Saints team and, they don't have their quarterback, you don't want to beat yourself. And, I failed to mention, unfortunately we had two fumbles by two of our most dependable players. And, that's just tough to overcome. When you lose that turnover battle, which we did last night, you're not going to win many games when you lose that particular stat, especially on the road. So, we just got to go back and do better and, get back to work. And as Jason said to the team last night, we got to be able to control things better, even if it is a tough environment to thrive in.
So as somebody who's very influential in the league and a member of the competition committee, if I'm not mistaken, I'm not trying to lead you here and get you in any trouble, but I would love to get your thoughts. Two pass interference calls on Amari Cooper, those seemed really strange to me. And again, not trying to get you in trouble here, but what did you make of those offensive pass interference calls?
Well, whenever they go against you, they're difficult. Those guys have a tough job. You never know exactly how they're seeing it. Obviously, when I look at it, you question it a little bit, and you think was that to the level that it needs to be to draw the flag. But obviously, the official thought it was, and you got to live with those. I'm sure they had some calls on them last night that they weren't thrilled with either, and you just got to overcome any of these things that you think may set you back a little bit. Part of the game to play. It's not always going to be perfect. You're going to have some calls that go for you, calls that go against you. I know those officials are doing the very best job they can. And, hats off to them because they do have a difficult job. But, it's not for us to lay blame on a loss or lack of success on the officials.
Talking to Stephen Jones here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. A lot of things to be excited about with that defense. It's two games, but Quinn looks phenomenal. And it kind of makes us wonder, how do you get a guy like that for the money y'all paid in a six-round pick? Is he exceeding early expectations, or is this what you guys expected out of him?
Well, this, you know, you were hoping for some level of this, obviously, but he's certainly brought his A game, and he's making a huge difference out there. I think he got another sack called back, and he's really a difference maker for us, and certainly that's why we paid him. As we all know, we got another one on our team in D-Law, who's a premier pass rusher and makes quite a bit more money. But if Quinn keeps playing like this, then we'll have our hands full contractually with him.
No doubt. And I wondered about that. I mean, we've talked about the limited amount of pie, and certainly we don't have updates on a couple of those contracts, but would there potentially be enough pie if you wanted to keep Robert Quinn around?
Well, you just have to wait and see where things fall. And it's very difficult to, middle of the season right now, to really see where things are. You really want to see the full body of work. But I can tell you, since the day Quinn walked in the door, he's been nothing but exceed expectations, both on and off the field. His professionalism, he's a complete pro, the way he handles himself. He's very well respected by the team. It's just turned out to be a great pickup by us. Will and our pro department, Alex Loomis, did a great job of getting us in the mix on that one. And I'm certainly glad we have him. And, as I said last week, I think this defense is only going to get better with time. And as they play together more and, they get their cadence down, I think they're only going to get better. It's a talented group out there, and look forward to, more good things to come from that unit.
Steven, did you, like, maybe midway in the fourth quarter lean over to Jerry and your brother and go, where the hell's Tony Pollard, man? I thought we were going to have this rookie doing awesome stuff in this game. Was that a thing, too, or knowing the environment, maybe more hesitant to throw a rookie out there in that mix? What happened with him last night?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, again, you got to give credit to the Saints. They held the ball, I think, for over 36 minutes, and so we had a limited amount of, I know at the end of the third quarter, I think it was over. Jerry and said, look, we only had the ball one time, which was a touchdown. But, Saints controlled the ball, and, we were able to hold them the field goals, but they had some time-consuming drives for field goals. And, we really had a limited number of opportunities to execute and make plays out there. And, had a 12-10 game that moved pretty quickly. And, both sides ate up a lot of clock on their drive, so there just weren't the number of opportunities that you might normally see in the game. But I know our coaches, we've talked in meetings, I know they'd be very comfortable with Pollard into any type of situation. He's ready to go with, his time and his touches have come.
So in terms of the injury front, we were obviously concerned about Tyron, and then DeMarcus Lawrence, I think, got a little banged up, and Xavier Woods. What can you tell us about the health of those three guys and any others that are maybe of a concern?
Really, it's early. They're just getting in and out of MRIs out there, and we don't really know a whole lot other than we do know Tyron's probably got a high ankle, and then Avon Frazier's got a worry that he's got some sort of peck injury that we'll have to deal with. And then D-Law, we think, I think it's not his shoulder he just rehabbed, but his other shoulder, he tweaked a little, but hopefully that's not going to be an issue.
Not to pry on your personal life here, Stephen, but I'm very curious what you were doing on Saturday night, because I'm sure you saw the magical social media video of your dad, like the Pied Piper leading all of Bourbon Street. Him and Rosie just had a throng of people following him everywhere he went. Were you anywhere near him as that magic was happening?
Yeah, we had a little birthday. My brother turned 50 over the weekend, so we had a little birthday party down there for him and had a nice evening with our family. And Jerry was trying to make his move from the restaurant back to the car. It caused quite a stir. As you know, we had a lot of Cowboy fans down there, of course, a lot of football fans in general, and it's a great atmosphere.
So he's out there on Bourbon Street with, I didn't see an elite SEAL team force around him. I only saw Rosie, and Rosie is a bad dude, no question about that. But is Rosie enough security for old Jerry out there just on Bourbon Street? Can he handle it all by himself?
The group down there historically has been so friendly, and you don't really need security. I mean, everybody's there, in a good place and a good mood, and everybody's friendly. So I think Jerry was in good shape.
You know, it brings up an interesting point too, because I don't know. Maybe you're accustomed to this. I don't recall ever seeing at least video of your dad in the opponent city with all the people chanting his name. It was like a Beatle showed up or something. There was people chanting your dad's name. Is that normal? Have you witnessed this sort of behavior before?
Not really, but there were a lot of Cowboy fans on Bourbon Street. Obviously, the Saints fans are more locals there, and they've been there and done that. So that Bourbon Street the other night was predominantly Cowboy fans visiting for the game. So it was an easy situation, and like we said, had a good celebration for my brother who turned 50, and it was a good evening.
So, I have two brothers, and I think as we get older, we don't really buy each other presents for our birthdays. We do stuff for each other's kids or things like that. Do you get your brother a present? Do you get him a card? Do you just put him in a headlock, give him a wedgie? I mean, what do you do to say happy birthday to your 50-year-old brother?
Well, I roasted him pretty good with a toast that night, and I had a little fun with him, and I told some old stories on him I'm sure he didn't appreciate. But, of course, we've got wonderful wives, both of us, and those wives usually take care of us, especially the big birthdays, like the 50s and the 55s and the 45s, the bigger ones will splurge and get each other a little something.
Man, I am just dying to be like a Jones cousin for a day. Next time you guys have a big gathering, can me and Ben tag along and pretend like we're from Arkansas?
Absolutely. Welcome, welcome.
Yeah.
Love to have you guys.
Hey, we'll change our name to Jones. I mean, people already think you guys feed us our lines anyways. They're like, you're not criticizing them because the Joneses will fire you.
That's pretty good. I guess they found us out.
Hey, man, thanks so much for the time. We always enjoy these visits. And, hey, win or lose, you're always here answering all the questions. We really appreciate it, Steven.
Appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a great week.
All right, there you go, Steven Jones. Hey, Ben and Skin Jones.
I love it.
I like it. I'll go by Ben Jones.
I'll go by Skin Jones.
Let's do this. KT Jones? Shippy Jones?
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
I like Tizzle Jones.
Look, if we can do that, if we can do this, I'm pretty sure we can get on that yacht.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I mean, let's do that.
Dude, I would
want to get on the helicopter.
Dude, I'd love to land the helicopter on the yacht. Yeah. Do you realize how baller that would be if the four of us got out of that helicopter?
I think there's four helipads. We could each have our own helicopter.
Sure. Simultaneous landings in unison.
But I do love hearing about their birthday parties and stuff. The Jones family, it's a tight-knit family, man.
That is the most surreal video I've ever... Well, that's not true, but that's one of the craziest things I've ever seen is the guy is walking and Jerry's behind him. There is just a throng of people chanting Jerry behind him. It's so ridiculous.
And one security guy.
That's what I thought was strange. I thought there could have been like 10 guys.
It would look like a John Woo movie. He'd be throwing people out of the way.
Yes, dude.
Like, oh my God, there's seven of him. What's going on?
Yeah.
God, that's like a Springer show broke out, but it's better than that.
That's so great. Thank you to Stephen Jones for jumping on with us. Always a pleasure.